Right.
Folks are going to be extremely hands-on in nature, so therefore they're going to need to really understand the science part of it, understand how to set things out, understand how to calculate everything on pack size and cube size and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also going to have to be people who can actually, who can understand how to get numbers from the people they need it from.
When you say...
So that's something that the group is working on. Sometimes what happens is they're not given all of the specific tolerances, and it's assumed that they know that. So they need to be people who are not afraid to speak up, who don't just sit back and not let a project move forward because they don't have the information and they haven't said anything to someone.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be aggressive about getting the information that they need. They have to be highly, highly motivated with a sense of urgency.
Okay.
Those are the things that play very well in our organization.
Okay.
And quite honestly, it's what I've seen end in the downfall of people who have not survived in the group.
I see.
You know, there are a couple of types of engineers. There's the engineer who's extremely forward-thinking, and they want to move. They always want to learn something new and move to that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I implement process improvements here? How can I make this process easier, more efficient?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? Is there a vendor that we can choose that would be better for this? Is
mm-hmm.
there somebody that we should be working with where we can leverage some of those relationships? How can I get these specs to choose a vendor easily? How do I work well cross-functionally with our operations group? Because manufacturing will fit some of those things too.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the warehousing and all of those people that they have to speak well with.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be afraid to get their hands and kind of get their hands dirty and get into the fray.
Mm-hmm.
So the traditional quote-unquote, you know, that very archetypal engineer person doesn't work in our organization.
What was that? The traditional, say that one more time, the traditional what kind?
That traditional or archetypal, you know, engineer that comes in with a pocket protector and kind of doesn't talk to anybody and just focused at the tolerances and at the pack sizes on their, you know, on their development software.
Right.
That's great. We need somebody who can focus, but we also need somebody with business acumen who understands how to speak to other parts of the business as well.
Well, you said that very well, all of that. That's great. I think you summarized that quite well.
Okay. Does that help target a little bit better for you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think so. And what I would ask is if we send somebody who's not on the mark or is missing some key area to give us feedback so we can calibrate the search better. Because it's,
absolutely.
You know, if we don't hear anything except, nope, that's not one we want, then we don't know what
not
we
want. We're looking for, right.
Right.
No, that doesn't help you.
You almost...
It doesn't help you. It certainly doesn't help me.
Right.
That, for me, is a total miss of a relationship.
Right.
That, you know, we'll always give you feedback. I'm pretty good at professional stalking.
I can...
That's one of the nice things. I think it's probably the reason why they keep me around.
How long have you been there?
I've only been with my tech product since 2011.
Okay.
So I started about 2.5 years ago. I came on much late, James. I came on as a consultant originally and then converted over to a full-time employee with the group.
I see.
My primary focus has been our healthcare side of the business, our PDI business.
Mm-hmm.
This nice pack.
What is that acronym exactly?
I cover PDI. We have certain shared services that go across the board with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Packaging falls under the R&D area of engineering, which traditionally is a nice pack-based area.
Okay.
Although, they will get into the packaging for our health products as well. So, you know, there's a huge amount of crossover between the two businesses. That's the beauty of this role.
Yes.
You are absolutely not just relegated to one kind of packaging. Yes, we utilize plastic for canisters. Yes, we utilize film with, you know, with our EcoPacks and our FlatPacks.
Mm-hmm.
I've utilized plastics with our new pop-up and displays.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize cardboard and papers from our, you know, our master cartons and all of our master packs and those types of things. We do sleeves and such for our private label customers. There's a huge amount of exposure to different types of industry that they'll have.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine somebody out of like a Kimberly-Clark would also be good.
KC is great. The problem that we have with KC is they have very wonky non-competes.
Oh, okay.
And that's another thing that we have to watch with Unilevers of the world, specifically because if it's in the same area and they do have a non-compete sign, they're broad enough where, you know, it doesn't matter on the specific product line that they work on. If they're working on similar types of packaging, it can be a problem, especially because they start to get into proprietary information and patents.
So,
that's where it gets kind of crazy. I ask that every person you consider submitting to us, do clear up front to see if they have a non-compete that might hinder them from being employed with us.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer. That's an absolute no-brainer for us, and that's a make-or-break deal.
Okay. And what kind of salary range do you think you'll have on this new position?
On a level two, I'm considering we're trying to be on market in this. So you tell me, where do you feel from the market? What is the market bearing for 3 to 5 years in specialty packaging?
Well, let me look at my list here. I've got some other jobs I'm just going to try to quickly look at here. I would think your minimum would have to be around 70. That's the first thing I would say. And at 5 years, you're probably getting close to 90.
Okay.
Yeah, now I've got some openings here. Let me just see. I'm looking at all the openings I have right now. And I've got a list of some earlier openings that are closed out. Yeah, I would say certainly 90 would be on the upper end where you'd probably get to. In fact, if you get to somebody with 5 years that's in that area, they're making more in that area than if they're in the Midwest or someplace. You know, your area has a higher base salary rate because of the cost of living. Maybe 90, I would say maybe 70 to 95. If you had 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
If you had 3 to 5 years. Now, we've got some that are up in Connecticut, which is relatively the same cost of living area.
Yep.
So let me see up there. 3 to 8 years, and that one went to 110. But that was
definitely
3 more years.
Back 100, I promise you that. And I think 90 may be a little bit, if we're at the 5 year mark.
Yeah. Well, do you want to only go to the 5 year, or do you want somebody stronger than that if they're available?
We prefer somebody with some runway to be able to grow.
Okay. So 3 to 5 is what?
Three to five is probably going to be a good place.
And
as we get higher in the, you know, higher up in the amount of experience, we expect that they'll have more management of projects and individual things where they've actually actively researched information, they've pushed out and managed the vendors, they've actually taken on more of a project management type of role. If they're later in their career, at least somebody who's had the experience of giving the spec information, communicating that clearly to their vendors and communicating it clearly to anybody involved.
Well, when we post something, we do put a salary range, and we have a caveat that says that even though the salary range is what it is, it doesn't mean you're going to get the top number. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So I'd rather put a
I'd rather. I laugh at that because have you ever met a candidate that hasn't gotten tested? They didn't get the top of the range.
Oh no, they all. But I put this clause in there. Which you can go to my website and click on any of the salaries, and it'll take you to another page that says, despite what you see. You know, it was written to cover that, but I'd rather go conservative and not have too high of a number. Like you said, 95 would be the stretch. Maybe we should do 70 to 90.
I'm thinking 70 to 90 will probably be more in the area.
Mm-hmm.
What was communicated to you for this position originally? I'm interested.
Well, back, see, 3818. That was back a few months ago. Here, let me pull it up on the computer and see what my notes say on it. Bear with me. Okay, this is back in April. And we were told 70 to 100. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? At that time, It was three
to... looking for a manager.
No, it was... No. No, this was 3 to 10 years on that one.
Okay.
So they must have took that 10 and dropped it to 5.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it had a low end of 70, and then it said a target bonus was 7.5% target bonus.
Okay.
Does that sound like about the same as it would be now?
Yeah, it'll be at a level 2, it's going to be a 5% bonus.
Oh, at a 5% bonus? Okay.
Correct. If we do find somebody with a little bit more experience, I'm not going to cut you off at the knees on, you know, 3 to 5 years completely. We prefer somebody who has some runway.
Mm-hmm.
If you see somebody who's a good hit for us that maybe has you know, 7 or 8 years,
mm-hmm.
that would be fine as well. Just let me know. We'll see if we have some runway to maybe make it a senior rather than a level 2, whatever we need to do.
Okay.
Try and keep them specifically at that range because we do want to have some development talk for them.
Okay. Now, will they provide relocation?
We will not, no.
You won't?
Not at this level, no.
What about, is there a sign-on bonus option for somebody that's a renter, maybe?
We prefer seriously to level 2 not to do anything with relocation, to do local candidates only or folks who are already relocating to the area.
Hmm. That might
be a senior or if we're looking at you know, a manager, that would be different. But mm-hmm. at a level 2, 3 to 5 years, we're not gonna relocate somebody.
Well, I just to tell you so you're not unaware of it, I know you have your policy, but every opening we have right now and every opening I think we've had almost with very rare exception is relocation is usually available somehow. Either I'd say 50% of the time it's like a sign-on bonus. But if we put no relocation, it really cuts down on the number of potential people we could find. But I'm just being...
I understand that.
Yeah.
We need to revisit that, and we need to get some special permissions or anything mm-hmm. along those lines. You know, we can discuss it, but mm-hmm. we need to sort this out without a relocation piece. Okay. Because at a level 2, you know, relocating somebody at a level 2 is going to knock our entire program out of sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the people at that level are renters because they're early in their career, so it's just, yeah.
I understand, but relocation is generally something at a larger level for the position that are relocating somebody. They have a pullback on the continued offer anyway. They would have to pay it back over a 2-year period. They would still be required to pay back through their first 2 years of employment.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you're going to start to see companies change those policies, and I'm probably betting on the fact that a lot of the openings that you have right now are with much larger companies. So, at this point, we want candidates who are local. If we are unable to uncover any local candidates in the first month,
mm-hmm.
we'll consider doing relocation for this. But at this point right now, I cannot, in good conscience, tell you yet.
Okay. Well, if after a month, the fee to us drops, so that would give you some room to work with, too, for a sign-on bonus.
I didn't even think of that in terms of
I tell you, when the people scan these, and we get about 10,000 visitors a month to our website, you know, that we, and I would say 90% of them are candidates, 95%. And if they see no relocation versus sign-on bonus potential, as under that area, they at least look further. If they see no, even though they're a young renter, they end up just not even going further. And I would hate to, I mean, if it's a possible sign-on bonus, I'm saying possible, we would state it as such. I could show you what it would look like on our website. It wouldn't say there is. It says possible sign-on bonus, and that would leave it open to somebody to consider it as a maybe. If they were, and you can even put for a perfect fit.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Okay.
And that's how you're going to do it, my...
No, I would only do it with your permission.
If you send us a candidate that is out of town, you need to let us know this is somebody who's going to expect to have some sort of sign-on.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that we're not going to give a significant sign-on to a level two.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
Would a significant...
Maybe a couple thousand dollars, maybe a couple thousand dollars to help offset whatever the mileage and moving costs are.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I don't see anything major happening there.
Okay. Well, I know you're under a tight budget there, and I appreciate that. So I'm just trying to be real world with you and tell you what you're competing against and so on. So,
and that's all I can ask of you, and I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But for right now, I can't make any authorizations surrounding that. We have to see what the market is like in the local area first. If we need to consider candidates for out of the area where we'll have to work creatively,
mm-hmm.
it'll have to be a part of his budgeting issue.
Right. Well, let's do this. Let me write up the job on our format, and I'll put together that we have a form job order that goes on our website, and it has a spot, relocation, and I'll put something in there that you will yay or nay, and I'll let you look at it. But I'm thinking I'll put prefer local, possible minimum sign-on bonus for non-local candidate that is a glove fit, something like that.
Something along those lines, that's entirely up to you. But
yeah.
Like I said, I'm not making any promises of giving any type of relocation bonus to anybody.
Right. I understand.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you one other quick question? And only because the transition from, in the past, every invoice, I just sent it to Jim D'Antonio and never heard anything except